This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State and city transportation officials want to remake the highway-like interchange at Federal and Colfax in West Denver. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Community groups have complained for years that the interchange is dangerous to cross on foot or bicycle, and now officials say they want to change it. Jessica Mickelbust is with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
It is very challenging to traverse. It's not inviting to pedestrians. So it is time to take action and really do something transformational here at this particular interchange.
The state demolished hundreds of buildings in the 1950s to build the interchange. CDOT is applying for federal grants to plan and eventually rebuild the area to reconnect the community. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A memorial service in Pueblo this morning for a parole officer killed in Colorado Springs last month. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Department of Corrections parole officer Christine Guerin Sandoval was killed in a hit-and-run while serving a warrant near downtown Colorado Springs. A 41-year-old suspect is in custody. The service is set for 11 a.m. at Praise Assembly Church. The Department of Corrections also plans to live-stream the ceremony. Another parole officer was also injured in the incident, but has since been released from the hospital. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Student loan payments start up again this month after a three-year break because of the pandemic. Karen Cody Hopkins is a Colorado-based student loan attorney. She says it's important for people to educate themselves about the changes.
For most people, they're coming on with a new repayment plan, a change in servicers. They probably barely remember what was going on in March of 2020 for their individual loan.
She says there's a grace period to start paying loans again until next September, but student loan interest started accruing last month. Come to CPR.org for questions and answers about student loans. It's 6 minutes after 8, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.